Are you ready to take your reins of project coordination, drive, and have amazing success? Well, if you are, stick around. Today's episode is entitled, How to Become a Project Coordinator. Again, how to become a project coordinator. If you're new to the channel, I have a 7-point framework. After these 7 points, I'm out. Let's get to point number one. Oh, I forgot to introduce myself. My name is ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Now let's get to this work. Point number one, starting with a strong educational foundation. I hesitated with this, family, when I put the strong educational. I'm a big proponent of education, but the right education. And that's a whole nother topic. But selecting the right education really allows to set the framework and the groundwork for your journey as a project coordinator. I recommend, again, subjective, but you're here tuning in, so I'm going to give it to you. Some of the degrees I would recommend if you're going for this, it would be a project coordinator, would be like the business administrator, something in management, any educational background, teachers. Oh man, teachers would be so, let me park here right quick. To my teachers, dear teachers, if you're listening to this, if you just so happen to come across this, and you're thinking you want to switch careers, you're tired of teaching, which we appreciate you being in the educational system. But if you say, I'm tired, I'm sick and tired, I really think I got a profession for you, I got a career for you that really would align with what you've done in the classroom, and how you exhibit the classroom, managing a classroom, as well as managing your stakeholder. Your stakeholders are being the kids that you're teaching, as well as the principals and everything. You would really do extremely well in this thing that we call project management. Only reason why I say that is because of the hard work that it comes with being a teacher, and you just taking that same skill set and rolling it over here, because it's definitely transferable. Okay, I'll get off of that. That was my message to my teachers out there, all the way from I don't preschool all the way up to university. But seriously, family, you really. If you are in education and you're looking to make a switch, project management definitely would be a great field for you to get in that will still create that excitement of working with stakeholders. Stakeholders to us as project managers, meaning resources, but to you would be like your faculty or the students there. All right, let me get off that point. Let's move into point number two. Point number two in the question of how to become a project coordinator. Point number two would be just go and gain practical experience. Just go gain experience. Now, here comes the poignant, or I should say the most thought-provoking question is, how do I go about doing that? How can I go and get experience? Nobody wants to give me a job. Nobody wants to give me that opportunity. Are you sure? Now, I'm sure, ED, I'm sure. Have you thought about voluntary? No, I didn't think about that. Well, yeah, trust me, people will, there are a lot of people out here looking for volunteers, and that will give you a way in, more of an entry level. It depends on what you look for, but an entry level or even advanced level, it all depends. But volunteer opportunities are where, that's where I cut my teeth at. That's how I really, you know, I was, probably should say this, but I'm gonna say it because we family. So I used to hate going to the mall, family. And the reason why I hated going to the mall is because every time I went to the mall, it was a spot that I would go past and they would get me every single doggone time. And it goes like this. So it was always on the second level. So I would look up and I'll just make sure that person is not there. I was like, if they're not there, I'll be good. Or I could just avoid them. So I looked up, didn't see them. I said, so I went up there because I had to go up to this. It was a sneaker store next. I think it was like two stores down. I said I wanted to go in there. So went up there and as soon as I got upstairs, it was like, it was funny, fam, because we just locked eyes and I was like, doggone, I got to walk past this person. So as I'm walking past and they just started smiling. They were like, do you want to try orange chicken? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't eat meat. No worry. You want to try tofu? I'm like, no, I don't want to try tofu. Just taste it. It tastes just like we made it just like the chicken thing. All right. So I tasted it and I was like, doggone it, this is really good. So I went in there and bought me the plate. Moral of the story, when you get an opportunity to volunteer, just as I did, had an opportunity to volunteer in project management, it gave me a really close-up picture of do I like this or do I not. A lot of times, family, we can go and get a degree, and then once we get out of college and we're super excited about this degree that we just obtained, and now we're in the workforce looking for a job. We get the job, we start it, and we realize it was everything that we didn't really want. That hurts. I've been there. I've done that. And when I fell in love with project management, I had an opportunity to mirror somebody. I had a mentor. So by going to get some practice, and he actually let me run the schedule, just to, just to see if I liked it. He let me, I was hands-on. And so it's really valuable, family, when you have an opportunity to go see if you can get take advantage of some volunteer opportunities, because in the field, which is project management, to see if you like it, because there are going to be real world challenges that pop up, and how are you going to respond? How are you going to adjust? Okay, I'm no, I really drained that point too long. So let's move on to the next one. Cultivating organizational skills. Hey, family, if you put together a great organizational skill set and you continue to work over it over time and continue to grow. Well, oh, I'm acting like you know what I'm talking about. When I say cultivating an organizational skill set, I'm saying becoming a maestro of being able to juggle multiple tasks, multiple timelines, resource, just basically developing a strong organizational skill set that allows you to keep the project on track, on time. Well, I said on track, on time, within cost or under cost, and within scope and within quality. So basically the triple constraints, family. So the whole point of you within project management, you'll see that either you develop this great organizational skills, or and if you don't, you're gonna get soaked, as we would say, meaning that it's gonna be a long day for you. Master of point number four, master of communication. Listen, this is always going to be a work in progress because you have to know your audience of who you're dealing with. And so, as you continue to grow as a project manager, you're going to pick up on different communication styles. It's going to be people that you communicate one way with versus the other people. There's one people that want to be, they just want the information straight to them, no fluff, no chases. Then other people want you to put on what they call it, a dog and pony show. So understanding your audience of who you're communicating is going to be essential if you're thinking about navigating into the realm of project coordinator. Embrace technology. One thing about being this point number five, by the way, family. One thing about being able to embrace technology, what it does for you, it creates you as a life learner. There's so many products out there. I can tell you as a project manager, in my decade and plus of experience, I've probably touched so many tools that I was just like, wow, okay, this is a new tool. I mean, it's like first it was Microsoft Project, and then it went to then it went to Smartsheets, and then I went to Planner, and then I went to Asana, then I went to Monday.com. And like I've literally touched a lot of different softwares, and you have to have that, I call it learnability, meaning that you're willing to be able to learn. Because even though a lot of people, it's funny, even though project managers, we leverage a methodology called, even though we leverage a waterfall methodology, it's funny when it comes to our job that we leverage more of a Scrum mindset. And what do I mean by that is that there's always constantly new changing software that's coming in, like how to communicate better with your team, or how to basically run a project schedule, how to create a project. So there's so much technology out there, family. So you have to be someone that is willing to embrace technology. And I'm even going to add a caveat, be able to embrace change. Point number six, pursue relevant certifications. What does that mean? The CAPM is a relevant certification. The Prince 2 is a relevant certification. The PMP is a relevant certification. But regarding the project coordinator position, I would definitely say the CAPM. And a lot of people say they want to always jump to the PMP. And I'm like, no, you can't. Okay, let me explain something, family. I'm 6'5", right? And I'm not, I'm just giving you the measurements so you understand. So I'm 6'5". I used to, and I do mean used to, have a problem where I would see a set of stairs and I would skip three or four stairs at one time. Well, what happened was I was doing that skip three or four stairs and I slipped and missed one and bam, just bust my stuff to the white meat. And I realized then and there that, I probably need to rethink this because I was skipping stairs because I'm tall, I'm long. So I'm, just three stairs in one thing. So when I missed it, I said, okay, yeah, I don't like how that felt. I didn't like that pain. So we won't be doing that no more. I share that story with you, family, to say that a lot of people that get into project management and that's just starting, they want to jump from just starting to be a PMP. It's like, I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. And those that snuck by and got past, you always get found out because when you start talking to the person that's PMP certified, you know that they only studied just to pass the test and not to improve on their career. And I promise you can tell the difference when you've been a PMP and a CAPM, or I should say been in this thing called project management. So yes, get these certifications, family. It shows how much you know. It also shows that you're committed to this thing we love here called project management. Point number seven, demonstrate adaptability. Again, demonstrate adaptability. What does that mean for a project coordinator? Having the ability to solve problems and navigate obstacles with ease. Okay, you didn't like that? Okay. Having the ability to make a change, even though you don't have all the information, but you have enough to make the necessary change. That to me is being adaptable. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. This has been your boy D. Until next time, I'm out.